buying a new olive oil is always a little bit tricky, right? It's like, is more expensive really better? What does better really mean? Well, our friends at America's Test Kitchen have been revisiting these questions, which have vexed shoppers since the Aegean Bronze Age. Our managing producer, Sally Swift, talked with ATK's Jack Bishop about their deep dive taste test.
Hey, Jack Bishop, welcome.
Sally, nice to be with you.
So you recently did a tasting of extra virgin olive oil. Now, the spendy stuff, not the supermarket stuff, just to be clear. Can you explain how they're different from supermarket oils?
Sure. We did a tasting of supermarket oils about a year ago and, frankly, only liked one of the 10 oils.
Wow.
Most of them had very little character. They didn't have much flavor. They had some defects. We did some chemical as well as sensory analysis, and we were underwhelmed. So we said, well, you know, there's one that we like that's from the supermarket, but what if you're willing to, go to a gourmet shop or go online and buy a higher quality oil? And frankly, the difference was amazing. This time, 10 oils, we liked every single oil that we tasted.
Wow. And what makes the quality so different between supermarket oils and the ones that you tasted?
So the difference really is that the supermarket oils largely are industrial products sourced from oils. In some cases, they've got oils all over the world, Tunisia, Italy, Spain, that are being blended together in a factory, as opposed to the high-end stuff is an artisanal product. They are growing the olives, they are pressing them, they're bottling them all at the same location. And so it reflects the climate, the terroir of the place where the olives are grown, and much more personality, much more flavor.
Just like wine, right?
Yeah, it really is just like wine. And, you know, you can, it's not just tasting. We again sent out all of these high-end oils for chemical analysis. You can look for the levels of free fatty acids, peroxides, basically signs that something went wrong either in the processing or in the maintaining of the oil in terms of it's gotten old, it will be oxidized. And the chemical analysis for all of these high-end oils came back. They were well above the standards set by the international body that governs olive oil, as opposed to the supermarket oils, either were right on the line or sometimes below the line of what you would be looking for from a chemical perspective for defects.
So in this rare instance, it's actually worth the money. We're getting what we pay for.
You get what you pay for. And, you know, this was actually good news. And so it was so good that we liked every single oil that we tasted. And rather than our usual ranking of our favorite to least favorite, we said, well, let's really group them into four different flavor categories so that people can sort of navigate their own way to find the oil that works best for either the dish that they're making or more likely how their palate is constructed.
That's a really interesting way to do it. And of course, everyone's palate is so different. Do you have a way of figuring out what kind of oil style you would be interested in?
Yeah, we came up with this really clever sort of way of thinking about this. I mean, the big issue here is how peppery and spicy the oil is. And so we said, if you're somebody who likes Chardonnay, if you drink beer and you want a lager, and if you're somebody who likes those mild salad greens, you should be getting an oil from either what we call the mild or the medium categories with either almost no pepperiness or just a hint of pepperiness. And if you're somebody, say, the other end of the spectrum who loves your espresso, your bitter IPAs, you love your chilies, you should be getting a medium slash robust or just a plain old robust oil, where in those robust oils, the first, the last thing you taste, it's all about the spice and
sure
the pepperiness. And we found oils that fell into each of these four categories and made recommendations for people. You know, if you're somebody who wants a peppery oil, or if you're somebody who wants a buttery oil, we've got choices for you in each group.
Can you quickly go through your recommendations for the mild oils?
Sure. You know, again, there are probably hundreds of oils that would fall into this category. Mm-hmm. We actually found one from France and one from Portugal that fell into this mild category that we liked quite a lot. They're available online. Most of these oils are not readily available in supermarkets. The Portuguese oil was Casa de Santo, and the French oil was Moulin Castelas.
Okay, and what about the medium?
So the medium, we loved this Greek oil, which was probably the biggest crowd pleaser. Brand name is Gaia. Mm-hmm. And it just had everything you'd want in olive oil, really, really popular. The other in the medium was columella, which is actually a Spanish oil that's pretty widely available. It's the one oil that you can find in the supermarkets on this list. And again, an oil that we really liked a lot.
And that Gaia is the least expensive of all the ones you've tasted.
Yeah, I mean, it was not an expensive oil. It was just over $1 an ounce, which in terms of these premium extra virgin olive oils is very reasonable.
And then give me just a couple picks of the Robust.
So my favorite is actually the one from California in this category, the McAvoy Ranch, which is from Northern California. And this just is an olive oil that smacks you in the face, but in a good way. I'm actually somebody who likes espresso and IPAs, and I love chilies. So this is an oil that I love. You know, again, if maybe not with a delicate green, but over you know, a piece of grilled fish or a bowl of beans, this is an oil that says, hey, I'm here, and I was made with olives.
And I'm adding something to your cooking. I'm really coming in with something.
It's not just fat, it's flavor.
Exactly. Can you talk to us a little bit about harvest dates? Because I think that's really confusing for a lot of people.
Yeah, the number one thing is to not buy an old oil. After 18 months from harvest, the oil begins to degrade. No matter how good it was to begin with, it is going downhill. And so some bottles have a use-by date, which they could put a date that's 3 or 4 years out from bottling on there. So you want to be looking for harvest dates. The harvest in the Northern Hemisphere runs from October to December. So you want to really be looking at something ideally from the most recent season. So in the, you know, if it's February or March, you may not quite be getting the previous fall, but you're really at the tail end of now an oil that's probably 14 or 16 months old. So it's still okay, but don't buy enough that's going to last you a year, because you really don't want to be using an oil 18 months past harvest date. And so it's really important to be looking at that. It doesn't matter if it's a great oil. If it's an old oil, it will not be worth the money.
And to be clear, the oils that you tasted were all from the Northern Hemisphere, right?
That's correct. We wanted to sort of standardize for harvest dates. So we had basically oils from around the Mediterranean, as well as California oils, which are all harvested in that October to December window. So all the oils that we tasted were the same age.
It's funny that Southern Hemisphere option is going to open things up for us soon. I hope a little bit more.
Yeah, there are going to be more oils coming from there, and there's so many more oils coming from California. Every year you see more and more of them flooding American supermarkets.
So what do you use for your everyday oil?
So my house oil is the one supermarket oil that we really liked, which is from California. It's actually a brand called California Olive Ranch, very widely available. It was the one of the sort of inexpensive oils. It's about half the price of these premium extra virgin olive oils that we tasted that we really liked. And I use it for cooking. Some people don't cook with extra virgin, but I don't really want to keep a low quality oil around just for cooking. So I use it for sauteing, salads. I have a more expensive oil when I really want to taste that oil, but the California Olive Ranch is a very good day-to-day oil.
Great. Hey, Jack, thanks for coming on and straightening this stuff out for us. We'll talk to you soon.
My pleasure, Sally.
Jack Bishop is Chief Creative Officer for America's Test Kitchen. You can find the details of that olive oil taste test on our website, splendidtable.org.